When Kansas and Missouri sports broadcasters gathered at Kauffman Stadium for an annual seminar, Tom Hedrick was always around to offer some tips.
Make darn sure you get those names correct. If you don't, people will think you're an idiot.
For the last 30 years, Hedrick has been doing play-by-play broadcasts at his alma mater, Baker University in Baldwin City.
Baker University basketball is on the air. Hi, once again, everybody from the Collins Center. Well, the good news, the fact that...
In the prime of his career, Hedrick was the play-by-play voice at the University of Kansas and did sports at KANU in Lawrence. He also did Major League Baseball for the Cincinnati Reds, NFL football for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Hedrick was occasionally heard across the country on the CBS radio network. One of his national assignments was calling the play-by-play in Super Bowl IV, the last championship for the Chiefs.
Third down and five. Running play coming to Garrett on a trap. Touchdown! Garrett scores from the five.
When analyzing teams or players, Hedrick, nicknamed the Parrot, likes lists. He'll usually find three things to say about someone or something. But for all the big-time broadcasts Hedrick was involved in, deep inside, he was always a teacher.
My dad was a Methodist preacher, but he was a type of guy that taught at Boston University School of Theology. My dad was a great associate of Dr. Martin Luther King. My mother was a music teacher. So that's in my blood.
One of Hedrick's students was Kevin Harlan, who called the play-by-play for this year's Super Bowl on the Westwood One radio network. Harlan grew up in Green Bay, where his father was an executive for the Packers. While in high school, the aspiring Kevin Harlan wanted to go to a college where he could be groomed in broadcasting. His decision was made with the help of another former Jayhawk who went into broadcasting.
My dad ran into Gary Bender at Soldier Field in Chicago. And Gary says, Gary Bender's a Kansas graduate. He said, before he looks at Notre Dame or visits Wisconsin, have him call this guy named Tom Hedrick.
A long way from Green Bay, Harlan says Hedrick took him under his wing and made him feel welcome.
Tom, from the day I walked on campus, made me feel like I was his own son, but was not afraid to share critiques with me either now. He'd hear what I had done and would say, I think I would look at this a little bit, or I'd try to maybe work on that a little bit, or which is what I wanted. I had to have it.
Now 84, Hedrick says it's time to step away.
I got to the place where I remember names of current players, and I will know everything about a player 2 or 3 years ago, but I can't remember their name. In my business, I can't afford to do that.
Last week, during halftime of his final broadcast on the Baker campus, a banner in Hedrick's honor was unfurled in the gym.
Congratulations, Tom.
When he reflects on his career, Hedrick says,
oh, I'm pleased, honored, and lucky. I've always laughed and said, I work at being lucky, and I do.
And when Hedrick sees those who followed his footsteps,
when I hear Kevin Harlan, that's a thrill. When I hear Gary Bender for years on CBS, ABC, that was a thrill. I'm equally proud of Brian Haney, who's doing the KU football and basketball game.
And there's that list Hedrick likes so much. He mentioned three guys. And when looking back on Hedrick's career, one can cite at least three things. He was meticulous in his preparation, he carried himself like a professional, and he loved what he did. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.